The County 10 podcast is made possible by the Wyoming Department of Transportation. YDOT reminds you to buckle your seatbelt every single time you get into a vehicle. Even if you're going around the block, there's no trip too short in Wyoming to take to not buckle up. Stats are amazingly overwhelming. Seatbelts save lives. It's the best prevention method you can take to save a life in the event of a crash. And it takes half a second to click it, and that's from the Wyoming Department of Transportation. County 10 podcast also made possible by our good friends at Elevate Rehab Shoulder to Hand Therapy. Dr. Stephen Elmer offers services for the entire body, like orthopedic, nerve damage, rotator cuff injuries. I always mention that because that's the one I need to see Dr. Stephen Elmer about. If you've got aches and pains, let them know, and they've got two certified hand therapists on their staff, so anything with your hands or limbs, they're experts at. Elevate Rehab's at 4th and Main in Lander. And the show's made possible by the great folks at Rendezvous Dental. That's Dr. Crane and Dr. Sackett. Make sure you check out their series, Smiles, on county10.com. That's youngsters achieving great things in our community. They always support the youth. They're always supporting a number of charities and nonprofits around town. Great folks. They're accepting new patients now. They're at 312 North 8th West in Riverton. That's Rendezvous Dental.
This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast Studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Thursday, December 19th to you. It is the County 10 Podcast. We're up to episode 89. Hard to believe, 89 of these here in the Porter's 10Cast Studio, which we thank Porter's Supply Company in Riverton for giving us this fantastic space here in the county10.com offices. Glad you're with us. Hope your week's going well. We ran a poll question on County 10's Facebook last night. Are you done with your Christmas shopping, or do you still have more to do? And we get a few hundred votes on it, and it's almost 50-50. So I went to Walmart in Riverton last night, and judging by the amount of people that were in the store, I'm guessing that maybe more people that haven't taken our poll question are not done with their holiday shopping. Craziness out there. So hopefully everybody's staying sane and safe and warm all across Fremont County. Appreciate everybody taking that poll question and getting involved in some of the fun. We'll start doing more of those, so watch County 10's Facebook page for more interactive things. We're going to Dubois today, at least via telephone, as we are talking about the National Bighorn Sheep Center and some Dubois happening as we connect via telephone with Executive Director of the National Bighorn Sheep Center, Sarah Domek. Sarah, thanks so much for taking time out of your day. I appreciate that. How's everything in Dubois?
Going really well. Always is a quiet season in town, but we've been busy with all of our education programs and seeing lots of sheep on the ground, so we're really excited about that.
Yeah, definitely. I was reading your bio on the website a little bit. It looks like you're originally from Wyoming, but not necessarily the Dubois area. Where are you from, and how'd you get to Dubois?
Wyoming, for Green. So I'm literally only about 30 miles from where I grew up, but it just happens to be over the mountain range. So I have always loved this part of the state, and after undergraduate college, I knew I wanted to return. Dubois is home to spectacular wildlife and outdoor opportunities, and being close to home, but not quite there, and also being, you know, in a place that I really love and a community I really care about mattered a lot to me. So when this position opened up a couple years back in 2015 or so, I jumped on that opportunity and feel really lucky to be working for wildlife and working in a place that I really love.
Yeah, I bet. For folks that don't know, and it's sort of amazing, I grew up here and grew up going to Dubois, and the National Bighorn Sheep Center was just something that I grew up knowing, but in asking around, you hear a mix of people that know all about it and exactly what it is, and other people that have never stopped in. So for those people that don't know, what is it exactly?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, we get the mix too. There's a lot of history in this place at the National Bighorn Sheep Center. We've been around. We opened our doors in 1993, so we've been around for a long time, and really built on the concept that we have this incredible herd, the Whiskey Mountain Bighorn sheep herd right in our backyard. And it's an iconic bighorn sheep herd in North America, something that the local community and as well as government agencies and partners like the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, the U.S. Forest Service, BLM, and the town of Dubois, you know, 27 years ago now almost, saw as a really valuable asset to speak to. And here at the center, we have a great exhibit hall with kind of the centerpiece being the Sheep Mountain, we call it. And we have several sets of mounts, full body mounts on that mountain, exhibiting behavioral, seasonal, and adaptations of bighorn sheep. We also have a collection of wild sheep from around the world, which is a really unique collection that's called the International Grand Slam, donated to the center about 10 years ago. And our other exhibits highlight various cultural connections with bighorn sheep, whether it's sheep eater Indians, to the conservation movement and how bighorn sheep and hunting community and wildlife enthusiasts have always been a part of that. So it's a really great exhibit hall. Plus, we do a lot of education and outreach. So that's our main mission, and that's our biggest focus.
Yeah, very good. Is this sort of the slow season, or are you still seeing a lot of visitor traffic through the winter?
It most certainly slows down after Labor Day. We do see a good number of, you know, tours and smaller groups of people come through wanting to see the sheep during the rut, which is kind of the height of the rut between November and early January, so we're right in the middle of that. But it does slow down. We get annually between 6,000 and 7,000 visitors through our doors, and they come from all corners of the world as they're heading to the parks. And, you know, our other piece of work that we do is with school groups. And this year, 2019, moving on to 2020. we reached over 11,000 students in our education program. So that's the thing that I really like to focus on, because it's our biggest part of our goals of reaching the next generation of wildlife enthusiasts.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Are there any events coming up in the near future or early 2020 that we should be aware of, or is it more in the summer schedule that's on the agenda for the National Bighorn Sheep Center?
We have a couple things coming up in January. In early January, we head to the Reno Wild Sheep Show with education. That's not a local event, but coming up in February, we will be doing some film screenings related to wildlife migrations. And we also have our annual meeting set for Thursday, February 27th, and that is a really important and great meeting for local community and people who care about wildlife to come out and learn about what's going on with research work underway with our Whiskey Mountain Bighorn Sheep Herd, and that's held right here in the evening on the 27th.
Yeah, wonderful. How can the community of Dubois or the rest of Fremont County support the center? Is it just stopping in, or are there ways online we can support? Do you accept donations? All that good stuff.
Yeah, lots of ways to support us. We depend on an incredible base of volunteers. We have 30 to 40 active volunteers that help with, you know, everything from setting up for events to helping with youth camps in the summer. You know, helping put on our annual fundraiser. So volunteering is always great. We also accept donations. We're a nonprofit organization, whether that's online, through our website. People can stop by the center and support us. We have memberships that run annually, and we also are going to be building a new classroom off the back of our current building. So we're in the midst of a capital campaign that we're really excited about as well. So lots of opportunities to support us.
Yeah, definitely. Bighorn.org is the website, and you guys have social media too, right? Is there anywhere they can follow you?
Yeah, Facebook and also on Instagram. One of our board members, Bill Sincavage, is a fabulous photographer, and he helps us with our Instagram page. So jump on there or jump on Facebook. I'm pretty active on both, and would love to have more followers there too.
Yeah. I want to kind of close the conversation, and this is a broad sort of generic question, but I'm interested in Dubois right now economically and just what you guys are thinking is on tap for 2020, because I know Everybody's talking about the National Museum of Military Vehicles that will open in May, but there's a lot of other activity going too, whether it's the opening of the steakhouse up there and some different shops and things like that. Are people kind of buzzing around Du Bois right now about what's happening and what's on tap for next year?
I would say so. Yeah, Du Bois is growing and changing, and I think, you know, there's a lot of optimism for folks who've been around a long time that these changes will be positive for the community. And yeah, there's a lot of attention on the summer months here. It always slows down a little bit in the winter, but I think we always see this rush come May of people getting pretty excited about the changes and things happening here. So I look forward to, you know, helping continue being a part of what we kind of have established long-term in Du Bois as our, you know, base with wildlife and the importance of that and the value to the community, and combining that with some of the new things happening around us as well.
All right. Very good. I appreciate all you do. Encourage everybody to stop into the National Bighorn Sheep Center. Sarah, I'll bug you again at some point in 2020, maybe, but I appreciate you taking a few minutes today.
Thank you, Jared. Yeah. Best of luck with everything. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well, and to all of our friends at the National Bighorn Sheep Center and everybody listening in the Du Bois area. Sarah Domek right there. She's the executive director of the National Bighorn Sheep Center in Du Bois. Just a great facility, and if you haven't been in a while or if you're new to the area, encourage you to take a field trip up there and go check things out. I really think the Du Bois area is just about to explode with tourism and opportunities in 2020. Hearing a lot of people, even from overseas, that are coming in specifically for the National Museum of Military Vehicles that's opening in May of 2020 in Du Bois. So I think that's going to contribute. Jackson's economy continues to boom, and a lot of those folks then make their way to Du Bois too. So really exciting opportunities out there. By the way, speaking of the National Museum of Military Vehicles, if you haven't caught our episode we did quite a while ago with Dan Starks, who is the owner of that, he had a really fascinating interview. Had some cool stories about the vehicles that he's getting up there. That's back in the archives in the County 10 podcast history. So if you want to search for that one, it is one of our most listened to of all time. Thanks again to Sarah for joining us. Appreciate her. Also, we want to give a big shout out to our friends at the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, who make this podcast possible. 24-hour-a-day gaming just outside of Lander. Great spot to put your friends or family if they're coming in for the holidays. And they've got some really fun events coming up, including some slot tournaments and a New Year's Eve shindig. 24-hour-a-day gaming, like I said. Dekagahi restaurants open 8 to 8 at the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino. And the show is made possible by Janet and the crew at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique at 258 Main Street, downtown Lander. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a Christmas gift, you got a few days left to get in those last-minute Christmas gifts, and Bells and Bows will make it look like you put a lot of thought into your gift. They've got two lines of winter fashion from foil and tribal. That's the new stuff in their store. They've already got all kinds of other great stuff. They've got Kimes Ranch brand jeans that last 2 to 3 times longer than the average pair of jeans, and a lot of great home decor. Shopping in downtown Lander is really fun, and make sure Bells and Bows is on your list next time you're shopping around downtown Lander. Few things coming up across Fremont County that you should be aware of on our 10 guide portion of county10.com for our Du Bois area friends. On January 4th, there's a benefit for 10-year-old Owen Karn, who's battling leukemia. Benefit's going to be at the Headwaters Arts and Conference Center, spaghetti dinner, raffle, silent auction games, cash bar, and more. Check out all the details on that and more about Owen's story at county10.com as we continue to root for Owen and his family. He's fighting really hard, and as you imagine, medical bills are crazy. So help out that family if you can, and if you can't make that event, there's going to be some other ways down the road. I hope that you can help Owen. Brown Sugar Coffee Roastery hosting a holiday craft show and wine tasting. If you're listening to this tonight, Thursday, 5:30 at 8 o'clock, Tapas Wine, local art, and more at 203 East Main Street in Riverton. The second annual Christmas Powwow will be held in Fort Washakie tomorrow, Friday. The event is hosted by the Eastern Shoshone Entertainment Committee. That's at 14 North Fork Road in Fort Washakie. Also coming up in Fort Washakie, the Boys and Girls Club of the Eastern Shoshone Tribe hosting the first annual Holiday Market and Craft Fair. That's at 9 Shipton Lane in Fort Washakie from 10 a.m. That's at 9 Shipton Lane in Fort Washakie from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Also, the Friends of the Library hosting a balcony book sale this Friday at the Riverton Branch Library from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's just a few of the many things happening in Fremont County. Check out the 10 Guide feature at county10.com to cycle through all kinds of events. You can sort through the type of events you're looking for. And if you would like to submit an event, it's absolutely free. We'll even pull it from your Facebook page. It takes about 30 seconds to submit an event and make sure everybody on the 10 Guide knows about it. county10.com for more. There's a big round button on the top of the page that says 10 Guide. It's tough to miss, even if you're computer illiterate. Want to thank our friends again who make the County 10 podcast possible. If you're enjoying these shows, these are the people that allow us the opportunity to do this. So if you get the opportunity to just say thanks, that means a lot to us, certainly. That's Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique in Lander, Elevate Rehab, Shoulder to Hand Therapy in Lander, Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, and Rendezvous Dental. Also thanks to Porter's Supply Company in Riverton for the studio space. Again, please thank those folks if you're enjoying the County 10 podcast. That would go a long way. Other way you can help the show is to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast app. Just search for the County 10 podcast and subscribe that way. That way your phone lets you know every time there's a new episode of the show. Going to be a couple new podcasts today. Radcast Outdoors, Patrick Edwards, David Merrill chat with a leader in the fishing industry, and they share more of their high mountain seasonings recipes, which just sound amazing at the end of every show. So if you're an outdoors fan, I would definitely go check out the Radcast Outdoors podcast. They've got a couple of shows so far. Also, the County 10 kickoff show is out today with Bo Sheets, the head coach of the Riverton boys basketball program. So we'll talk more about the basketball season for Riverton High School in just a little bit here out on the 10cast network. Follow 10cast on Facebook if you haven't yet, and make sure to subscribe, rate, and review your favorite podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks again to Sarah from the National Bighorn Sheep Center in Dubois for joining us. Have a great rest of your Thursday all across County 10.
The County 10 podcast is recorded in the 10cast studio, powered by Porter's. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique and Rendezvous Dental for making the show possible. Follow 10cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.